On this beautiful Arizona Saturday morning, we move into Peoria. Bring Mike into the conversation and talk a little bit about do-it-yourself concrete countertops. All right. Tell us about your project, Mike.
Hi, good morning. Yes, I want to make a bar top, lightweight concrete, probably about 30-inch wide, close to 8-foot long. Just trying to figure out which is the best product to use for that.
Interior, exterior?
Exterior.
And you said bar top, so it's both eating, drinking, lots of direct sunlight.
Well, there'll be some shade on it, yes.
Well, concrete's definitely the product that's going to last the longest for you in that application. Is the existing base already there? Do we have to build up the bar top?
I'll build up the frame to pour this into.
Okay. Have you been down to Cohills or found them by chance?
No, I have not.
Okay. Cohills Building Specialties, and they're open Saturdays until noon, is a great location. I mean, anything decorative concrete countertop.
That's where to start.
And not just countertop, anything decorative concrete. Cohills that's all they specialize in. And they do have a number of products for concrete countertops. In fact, I did this on my home in the laundry room as a test for the first concrete countertop I did. You know, the kits come with foam for the forms on the side. And just put the forms on, attach it, pour your concrete, whatever type of coloring additive you want to add to it, different types of finish. I would suggest not getting on a countertop on the outside. I would do it as smooth as you possibly could, because that dirt buildup, you know, you don't want it getting in the cracks or stamp patterns.
None of the textured finishes.
No. Do it as smooth as you can and have bullnose edges so you can just take the hose and hose it off and get a big scrubber out there and wipe it off after the monsoon blows through.
But they've got the kits and everything there, Mike. It's going to be the best way for you to go. And I would encourage you to build a little table and try a top, you know, maybe a 2-foot by 2-foot, just to get familiar with working it and what consistency you want on it, how much you have to trowel it. Make a little sample top first before you put the real top on. You'll be glad you did, because you'll learn a few things on that first one. Because once you get that concrete top put on your barbecue, it's kind of hard to do anything with it.
Sounds good. Where is Cohills?
It is 3825 East Ann Street, I-10 and the 32nd Street exit. And I was wrong. They are open till 11 on Saturdays. And man, I tell you what, have you ever gone to the Peppercorn Cafe?
Nope.
Oh, man, they got a nice cafe right
now. I haven't.
I don't know if it's open on Saturdays, but.
So, Mike, you'll love the concrete. It works real well, and they'll be able to tip you off on the right sealers when you're out there barbecuing or serving the buffet lined with the salsa and the guacamole and, you know, everything else. You will want to seal that when you're done, and they'll be able to line you out all the way from beginning to end. Okay, my friend?
All right.
Hey.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you, gentlemen.
Keep us posted, Mike.
And it's the Pepper Sauce Cafe. They're not open. It's an industrial part. I wasn't sure if it was a weekend.
Oh.
Yeah.
No,
not in the industrial area.
It's down there by Cohills, but just south of the airport there.
Cohills does a lot of do-it-yourself sessions from time to time, so you can see if they've got classes scheduled coming up and go down there and
those
learn hands-on.
Those help a lot. Because, I mean, we've done enough concrete countertops. They're a lot of work. And if you want it to cantilever over just a little bit, to hang over the bar so your bar stools can tuck up underneath, then that's another whole level of complication you're adding to it, and how to form that up and how to support it while it cures and how to keep it from – it always wants to crack right there where the countertop, where the cabinet ends and the overhang begins. And there's nothing worse than getting your concrete countertop in – and then seeing it crack. God, dog it. All right, Chuck in Gold Canyon, Vince in El Mirage. We'll get to y'all. Hang on, and then I understand I didn't quite answer the question on the basement window, so I'm going to take her offline as well. Coming back in the 10 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking about touring the great state of Arizona and checking out great places to look at landscaping ideas.